to today's episode of the Discussion Podcast. Today we're going to talk about staying motivated, how to keep going when you feel like giving up. I'm so excited to have you here with me today, whether you're listening on your way to work, at the gym, or while you're relaxing at home. I want this to be all about you and your journey to feeling your best, inside and out. Now, if you're someone who struggled with motivation, maybe you've been stuck or frustrated or even felt like giving up, you're not alone. I've been there and I know how challenging it can be to keep going when the road feels long and tough and excruciating and things like that. So today I want to talk about how you can keep your momentum, even when it feels like you're not making progress. We're going to dive deep into understanding motivation, how it works, why it sometimes fades, and most importantly, how to keep pushing forward, even on those tough days. I would like to analyze a quote by Robert Collier. He's an American author. Success is the sum of small efforts, repeated day in and day out. I love this quote, and it means that you should wake up every single day and achieve the small things, such as making your bed in the morning, whether that be, you know, something you struggle with. Achieving the small efforts all build up toward your goal in the end. So do not dwell and look so hard on the end goal. Focus on the little things right now that only help build toward that goal. This will build character and structure in your life, which is crucial to getting what you want in life and accomplishing your true passion. So the first point I'd like to talk about is understanding motivation, right? So let's start about talking about what motivation really is. So motivation is the fuel that drives us toward our goals, but it's not a constant. Motivation is not something you can just turn on at will. It has its ups and downs. It flows up and down. It can come and go, things like that. So the hardest part of motivation is keeping it and staying headstrong. There have been a lot of times in my life when I have felt extremely motivated for weeks, but that is only coupled with weeks of non-motivation and sluggishness. It may feel like the hardest thing in the world to get yourself motivated and accomplish what you need to get done. Have you ever started something with intense enthusiasm? Maybe it was a fitness plan or a diet, and then after a few weeks, the excitement started to fade. Or maybe you promised you'd start working on a new habit, but now you're finding it hard to stay committed. It happens to all of us, and it's completely normal. But that doesn't mean your goals are out of reach. Motivation is influenced by a variety of factors: your emotional state, your environment, your support system, even how well you're sleeping. Sleep is a huge factor in maintaining motivation. Your quality of sleep needs to be outstanding. So finding ways to get better sleep by eliminating unhealthy habits, such as eating too close to bedtime or staying up on your phone in bed, can really help change your sleep habits and allow for sufficient rest for your brain. The brain is an amazing organ, and it's not very well understood, but we know that keeping it healthy is important for everyday life and things like that. So it's important to keep it healthy to maintain a healthy and motivated lifestyle. The key is to understand that motivation isn't something that's always going to be high. Sometimes you'll need to rely on other strategies to keep moving forward. Those strategies are usually personal, so whatever you works best for you to keep you motivated, usually everyone kind of knows what that is. So it's working on those strategies and staying consistent with those strategies will keep you motivated to get things done and pursue your passion and pursue your goals. Think about the times when you were most motivated. What was happening then? Maybe you had like a big reason, a deadline, or a reward in mind. Now ask yourself, what would happen if you could tap into that feeling even when your motivation is low? Now that might seem impossible, but being able to tap into that motivation when it feels low is essential to keeping your mind straight on the path to your goals. Remaining headstrong is probably one of the hardest parts of staying motivated. When you feel drained and frustrated and your mind is keeping you from doing the things you need to get done, the people that can still complete their tasks are the ones who will make it. Today, I'd like to explore how to keep your motivation strong. Even during the times when it seems to be fading, it is still possible to remain motivated through personal strategies and things that can keep you headstrong. So let's talk about building that sustainable motivation. The first step is finding your why. When you know when you're doing something, when you have a deep personal reason for pursuing goals, that's the foundation you can rely on when motivation starts to waver and feel like it's, you know, fading out of your mind and your personality. If you've ever had to get up early for a workout or push through a difficult week, you know that it's not always the easy choices that move you forward, but the ones you make from your why. Ask yourself, why do you want to achieve this goal? Is it to feel stronger, to improve your health, to set an example for someone you care about, to show what you're capable of? Your why can be the anchor that holds you steady when the waves of discouragement or distraction come. If your motivation is tied to something deeper, it becomes easier to stay the course, even when it's tough. The next thing you really need is small wins. Motivation thrives on success, but success doesn't always have to be a giant leap, and it usually isn't. If you want it to be a giant leap, you'll never get there. You have to celebrate these small victories. You have to strategically plan the small victories and the small steps to getting there. So maybe it's, you know, your small victories are drinking more water or completing a 10-minute workout when you know you need to, your body needs to keep, you need to work out or something like that. That's your personal drive, you know, your personal goal. Or staying consistent with work, or, you know, reaching out to loved ones every now and then, you know, cooking a healthy meal, things like that, whatever it may be. Each small success builds your confidence and reinforces the idea that you're moving in the right direction. So how can you break your big goals down into smaller, more manageable steps? You know, the journey to your goals is likely a long one. So, and it has to be built on smaller steps. It's kind of like Tetris in a way, you know? Finding how these small steps fit strategically into the end goal, you know? You have to strategize your plan, you have to plan it out, and things like that, but staying motivated to do that and staying consistent every single day is one of the hardest things for people to do. They could be scared, they could be feel like they don't have the time, you know, they're worried about, or they're scared about, you know, the work ethic that it takes, things like that. I want to give you an example from my own life. During high school, I was a pretty bad kid. I had terrible grades, I was acting out in class, I was just trying to make people laugh. I was always thought of as a joke, and I understood that. This only led to a higher degree of depression, low self-esteem, and unmotivation. It was only until one night when I realized all of this and I had to make a change. Making that change started by me waking up at 4:15 a.m. on a Monday morning before school and working out in my basement. It's all about that first action. The first action will give you the motivation and make you feel like you can change everything about your life and pursue anything you want. When you make that first change in your life, it feels like a surge of confidence running through your blood. You feel like no one can stop you. I ended up getting in the best shape of my life and my total mindset changed. I started to figure out what I enjoyed studying the most. I ended up getting outstanding grades. I started to take advanced placement classes. I took a pre-calculus course in the summer just to take AP Calculus as a senior. I knew that I could do anything I set my mind to, and so can you. It's all about taking that first action, whatever that may be. So, the next thing I'd like to talk about is overcoming obstacles and staying consistent there are going to be a ton of obstacles thrown in your way on your journey to reaching your goals, and it may throw you off to the point of giving up, honestly, and just feeling like your life is already too busy to even pursue your goals. So I want to talk about that and how staying consistent in your motivation can help attain your goals. There will definitely be obstacles thrown at you that can sway you off track, but getting back on track is all about your mentality. There will be times when things don't go according to plan. Life happens, you know. You get busy, you get tired, or you lose focus. But the key is not to let those obstacles stop you in your tracks. When you're feeling low, when setbacks happen, it's easy to beat yourself up. But instead of thinking I've failed, try reframing that thought into this is a challenge I can overcome. Ask yourself, what can I learn from this setback? How can I use this to get better next time? You know, one of the best ways to stay consistent is by developing a mindset that sees obstacles as opportunities for growth. Every obstacle you face is an opportunity to strengthen your resilience to these setbacks. I find it better when there are more obstacles thrown your way. This builds character and emphasizes the fact that nothing comes easy. The persistence you need to stay on track is all fueled through your motivation and mindset. Here's a question I want you to think about for a moment. What's one obstacle you're facing right now? And what's one small thing you can do to get back on track? If the thought came fast, you know that's the answer. Everyone knows the answer to what's setting them back. However, it is the weight of that obstacle that holds the weight the obstacle holds on them that can hinder their ability to drop it. That weight of the obstacle of, like, maybe you have to break things off with someone, you have to make a drastic change in your lifestyle that, you know, you really do not want to do. That's what's hindering a lot of people from staying on track. To keep your motivation going is by staying inspired. I think inspiration is huge, and it comes from all sorts of places. A book, this podcast, a story, or even someone you admire. But one of the most powerful ways to stay inspired is by surrounding yourself with people who lift you up. You know, that's probably one of the biggest things to staying motivated and consistent, is having people around you that fuel you, you know, that celebrate you for your small achievements. You know, the strongest aid in maintaining motivation is surrounding yourself with people who are motivated as well and want to achieve their goals. I personally learned this throughout college. I surrounded myself with students and faculty that were there to work and achieve the academic goals. This was a huge help to keep me on track, and I suggest that you find friends that are motivated as well. The saying that you are who you hang out with is very true. It may be hard to drop those friends who are holding you back because you may have a lot of fun with them, you know? You may feel young, you may feel like, you know, everything is awesome when you're with those people, but in the back of your mind, you may notice that what you're doing isn't the greatest for you or for your future. But it's important to analyze, you know, it's important to analyze these friends and who you're with and question, are they holding me back? Is this not the best thing for me and my goals? Am I wasting time here? You know, that's the biggest one. Am I wasting time? Because time is, you know, you only get a certain set of time in your life. So are you wasting it? Or, you know, are you taking it for granted and things like that? So I'd like you to think about that the next time you're with your friends. Hopefully you're with friends that are motivating and, you know, are supportive of you and your goals and things like that, and are just genuinely good people, you know? So whether it's a supportive friend, a family member, or a community, having people who believe in you can make a huge difference in maintaining your motivation and your consistency and your mood and things like that. Sometimes I think that inspiration also comes from within. When you push through a tough moment, when you overcome a challenge, you become your own inspiration. You prove to yourself that you're stronger than you think. Take a second to think about a time when you've overcome something difficult. How did you feel after? That feeling of accomplishment is a form of motivation that's always available to you. So, I hope this episode today has given you some tools to keep your motivation strong and your mindset focused. Remember, motivation isn't something that always stays high all the time, but with the right strategies like staying connected to your why, celebrating the small wins, and facing obstacles with resilience and persistence, you can keep moving forward, even when it gets tough. I want you to leave with one final thought. You are capable of achieving your goals, no matter how big they seem. It's not about being perfect or never falling short. It's about getting up each time you fall and continuing to show up for yourself. So take a moment to think about what action you can take today, no matter how small, to move you closer to your goal and keep you consistent. And remember, you don't have to do it alone. You have the strength, the tools, and the community to support you. It's all about choosing your support system and the community that can really, really help you out. So thank you so much for joining me today on the Discussion Podcast. I'm excited for you to take these tools and start implementing them into your life. If share this episode with someone who might need a little extra motivation, you know. So stay happy, stay healthy, stay consistent, stay motivated. You're here, you live once, you know. So really strive to achieve your goals, because that's the most important thing you can do for yourself. And I'll see you next time.